Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around.
We have a connection, just the way it is. I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Listening to Daytime After Dark. This is Carly. It is Friday the 3rd. Before I bring on calls and we get into every discussion tonight, even though like I almost don't have anything prepared or anything, I just want to say today was the start to be okay day. Then all hell broke loose. All I did was say something that was not true. I had listened to them. All I did was, I was trying to defend a radio show host. I had listened to it, and she did not say what everyone else said she said. There has been so many soapboats, and I try and stay out of them. But if someone's going to say mean things about my friends, I will say something. I'm a Leyland fan, though. And through and through. I'm also a Carly fan, through and through. Hate me or like me. I do sometimes let my emotions get the best of me. But I will never betray my Leyland fan. It makes me so sick to death when some people start shit on Trudeau. And I have to listen to it. And it was like no one wanted to hear my side of it. And nothing, you know, what everyone thought was said, everyone was freaked out. I will say this. I wish I could just let this go. But today it made me so upset. And no one was asking me what I thought. They jumped on me for standing by a friend. I could have just walked away, but that's not me. For me, it comes down to loyalty today. I do not feel that way from any of my friends on Twitter. I feel like they took someone else's side, and no one asked me how or what was really going on, and it really hurt, you guys. I don't know. I mean, I wish I could just be okay with it, but I'm not. I'm going to bring on 781, you're on there.
Hi, Carly, it's Kathy. I'm sorry you're so upset. I wasn't on Twitter all day, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, so you know Reluctant Heart. You know Christy. The late on fans were saying that she said on her podcast that late on was dead and buried. You know, something like that. Like,
I doubt if she would say that.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's what I said. And you had a lot of Laidlaw fans tune in against me today because I stuck up for a friend.
If I saw something
like that, I mean, you know, I have never been a person that just walks away from the fight. And, you know, maybe I should have walked it today, but, you know, I felt like, wait a moment. You know, all these lies are coming out and everything, and no one is really listening to each other anymore. But, I mean, they don't. They just assume it.
Well, liaison fans should stick together. Is that not happening?
No, it's not happening, Kathy. It's really not. It's not, and it makes me angry, and it makes me pissed off. And, you know, and I don't know if, you know, I don't know what I can do more to, you know, make everyone feel better, but I feel like no one was making me feel better. No one was asking me what was going on and things that have gone down for months. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, they shouldn't think of, you know, all this is gospel until they hear the other side of it.
I agree with you.
I'm going to put on block all you on mail.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Carrie, and I can clear this up right now. And let me start by saying, I have nothing against you. This isn't about you, Carly, but I heard what I heard on her show, okay? Everybody can bring this to me.
Okay, you know what, Carrie? I replayed it, and so did Christy from Laidlaw Radio.
And so did I. Listen to me. Listen to me what she said. She said, she didn't say all fan bases. She said that fan base is dead in the water like Athena. Okay?
I know. She never said that. I replayed it.
Okay, you replay it, and so did I, and so did other people. First,
yeah,
all,
and so did Christy.
And
so did Christy from Laidlaw Radio.
A week before, she admitted to being a J-Sam fan, and you know something, I could care less if she's a J-Sam fan. But I know what I heard. So everybody bring it on to me. Don't bother
you know
anyone
what?
Else. Bring it to me. I know what I heard, and I'm ready to play it, okay? She said, that couple is dead in the water. They keep tweeting Calavani.
Well,
what other fan base is tweeting Calavani? Tell me what other fan base on Twitter is tweeting Calavani in your timeline. She said that.
You know what?
Let me go a step further. Then I DM'd her for clarification in private, and she said, I was talking about all fan bases. That's bull. She said that couple, which I will not name. You go listen to it again. That's what she said. Now you can get to your other callers, and I'll shut up and see if anybody else heard it, okay? I wouldn't make an ass of myself. Believe you me on this one. I'm done. And I have nothing against you,
Molly.
Well,
you know what?
This isn't about you. I know what I heard. Believe me, I heard it more than once. Believe me.
Okay, I'm going to bring on another caller because, okay. 773, you're on mail.
Yeah, this is August 1st here. Hey, Carrie.
Hello.
And you know what? This whole thing, I heard it myself. And I'm like, I don't have a problem with her being a J-Sam thing. I don't. That's her personal preference. But she came on, you know, she came on our show, and she was, you know, talking about his singing and everything, and that's, even that's fine. But why do you come on our show and act all nice, and then you go on your show and you bash her? What is that? What is that? And then you get on the defensive. Well, she hasn't came out and said anything. Everyone else has. You can't. You come out on the defensive for some shit that you said. He said it. I heard it. And not just me, other people. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. We are not the fan base that's tweeting, why call body? Why are you chastising us? I'm talking about where our couple is dead in the water. What are you talking about? You know, I actually understood how they felt because they were Athena fans. And they didn't get their couple, and I felt bad about it. I was with them. Y'all didn't get y'all couple, that sucks. But then you go on your show, you bash us, what the hell? What is that all about? And anybody that wants to say something, I will be glad. We can have the discussion. We can have the discussion. But I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate you come on this show, you take up all the time talking about Ethan and Christina, then you go back to your show, you bash our couple, she's your friend, you like liaison, she's, you know, talking about that fan base, chastising us about tweeting Ron Calvary. I don't understand that.
Who are we talking about, Chrissy?
She said that fan base. She didn't say all fan bases. Believe me, I wouldn't come on here if I make an ass of myself if I didn't hear what I heard. She said that fan base is dead in the water, and I will not name it. What other fan base is she talking about then? And that's why I got pissed off the other day. This is why, and Nelson Branco put me over the edge when he called us stalkers. That's twice in 1 week that I heard the liaison fan base. And you know something, Carly? I'm sticking up for the liaison fan base. That's what I'm doing, because Nelson Branco put me over the top a few days ago on Silas's show, calling us stalkers.
Yes, he did. And I'm like, are we the only
Okay, wait a moment. Wait a moment. Okay? Wait a moment. You know what? What episode was this? What show was this? Tell me the date.
It was the week before last, and you started at the 71-minute mark. I have it queued up if you want to listen. If you
nope.
have a few minutes, I can hit play. Believe me. I wouldn't come on the show and make an ass of myself.
Okay, Silo, please call in. Silo, I need you. Okay, we all, well, you know what? I am done with, feeling like, you know what? Christy and I both heard the show, both of us. And if she says something, wait, if she says something like that,
she said it.
You know what? I will be pissed off. But you know what? Christy and I did not hear. We haven't had the call. Hello, your mail.
Hey, Carly, how are you doing?
Don't ask, but yeah.
Well, I just want to say that all this arguing crap needs to just stop because it's bull crap. Whatever was said, and I am on your side, girl. And I want to say sorry I haven't called in the last couple of weeks, but I ended up having my baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And her name is Carly.
We're on her side, too, believe me. I'm on the liaison side, too. and I don't want to be made to feel like I'm not, because I know what I heard. I have it ready to go. I know what the girl said.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I missed it today, because today's when I had the baby, so
no,
y'all got to catch
ago.
Me up.
No, this happened 2 weeks
I've
ago.
I've been in the hospital, ladies. I've been in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Oh,
you know what? But you know what? Produce the audio. Please, produce the audio right now, you guys. You know what? No. Play the clip, Carrie. Play the clip.
You listen for a couple of minutes.
No, keep that.
Oh, that's your show. Hold on a second. That's your show. I got to click off that. That's your show. Give me 1 second. Please just bear with me 1 second.
You had your baby today?
Yes, I did.
Oh, happy birthday to Lou Curly. God bless her.
Yeah, she's a
little... I'm really...
Her name is Carly Rose.
I love that name, by the way.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Oh, Silo is here.
Hey, Silo.
Thank God. Hey, Silo. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I'm not going to get worked up about this, but
hi,
I just listened. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
What I want to say is I listened to that part of the clip, and I immediately thought she was referring to Layson. Now, maybe she didn't mean it. All I'm saying is what I heard, that's what it sounded like. That's all I'm saying. You know, we can go all night long about this, and you can listen to the clip and, you know, seriously draw your own conclusion. That's the problem with communication on computers.
Oh, yeah.
People interpret things wrong, hear things differently. You know, I'm just saying I agree with Carrie and the other caller. That's the way I heard it, okay? It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't care about the JSAM thing or nothing. I mean, they're fine. I've given up that whole anger thing. That's why I do these shows now, because I just want to talk about soap. But I do defend my couple. So I do think you should listen to the clip, maybe not on the show, but I really think you both, Chris, anybody who has heard it and didn't think they heard it the same way, everybody hears things differently, but... I'm just saying it sounded that way to me.
Because
that it was referencing liaison.
It's me, Alicia. It's August Fresh. I'm the other caller.
Okay. Okay, Alicia.
Yeah. What's happening, Tiger? I heard it and I was like, okay. You know, she said these things and, you know, I was kind of upset because I feel like, well, you know, I kind of understood how the Ethan and Christina fans felt.
Like, oh, yeah, I totally understood. I agreed. I mean, that was wrong.
Right, and then it's like, you're bashing us, and you guys are doing the same thing. They're tweeting him. They're tweeting him. So why are we getting the booty in the ass? I don't understand it. I really don't. I try to be fair with everybody.
Well, and that's how come I said I just think it would behoove, you know, everyone to hear the clip at the same time and hope it comes across clearly enough since it's through the phone on the show twice. Let's see if it, because that's just the way I interpreted it. I didn't listen
mm-hmm.
to the whole show because I was on a different blog, but...
Okay,
I think it would at least give us a chance to clear it. We all make our decisions and then move on.
Yep, I agree. Candace, you here?
Yay!
My girl's here. Sing. I don't know if you heard what's been going on all day, but welcome to my world.
I feel like I just, you know, came in and everybody is talking about something that was said or I don't know what was gonna fill me in.
Oh, I can hear the new baby.
sorry, ladies.
That's okay.
She needs to eat. We're still in the hospital. She only weighs 3 pounds, so.
Oh my goodness. You need to feed her then.
Oh, she's getting a bottle. Her daddy's getting her.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's a good dad.
Well,
he's very
okay.
Protective of her.
She's okay.
She's having a little breathing problems, but that's to be expected as being as
yeah.
Early as she is.
Well,
and then
well, we're keeping an eye on it. So if she's not in an incubator, that's good.
She is. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Was this the January 25th episode?
January 25th. Okay. I want to go to that right now and see what I can find out.
No, I mean, I'm asking. I'm asking, was it?
I have it ready to go. I just have to shut this show down. I have it queued up right now. I just had to shut your show up.
Yeah,
please. I didn't realize I had both on. All right.
So was that on the 25th, ladies?
Yeah, here we go.
Which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
So he always asks about Christine.
Turn it way
up. Right. That's why I'm like, oh, well, that might be a good thing. Well, but I mean, for continuity's sake, you know, because, you know, listening to people, you know, it's kind of like covering your butts. And they might
but
not know what to do.
It's possible.
Yeah.
What if they just realize that she's missing from Yale or something? I mean, there has to be something.
I think they're just keeping it open because if they do decide, you know, if they're going to cancel the show and they're going to do, like, a big wrap-up, I mean, I'm sure at some point they would ask Leslie to come back just for the sake of wrapping up the storyline, and that would make sense if they want to keep it open, you know, keep her fresh and keep mentioning her. I mean, definitely in terms of, like, anything with Ethan or Athena, I mean, that should stay open.
So let's get it in the water. This is
another
couple that I will not even mention.
Guys, 72-minute mark. If anybody wants to go and listen to it, feel free to do it. Dead in the water like that other couple that I will not mention. So everybody can go themselves and listen to it. What couple is dead in the water?
What happened? Like, what was going on?
Did it come out clearly or was it all muddled? I don't know.
Well, it's hard because it's through two phones, you know. So
if you listen to it at the 72-minute mark or 71-minute mark, they talk about Athena and she says, that couple is dead in the water like Athena, that other couple, which I know.
No, exactly.
And then the couple goes into talking about us tweeting Ron Calabani. Now, when I DM'd her, I said, are you talking about the J-Fam or the Liaison fan base? She said all fan bases. There was no all fan bases in that clip, okay?
Right, so,
you know what?
I listened to the clip.
Okay, you know what? Okay,
yeah,
fam.
I know
I was starting to say it can be. If iHeart Radio called in, will you guys all be nice and let her explain because this needs to be resolved.
Well, you know what? You know, Chrissy said.
Yeah, but everybody
okay.
has to listen to the clip so they can come to their own conclusion. And then we can put it
on. Oh my gosh, she wasn't talking about Yo-Yo. She was not talking about Lazon. She was talking about Liz and Lucky.
I DM'd her what couple were you talking about? Liaison or JCM? Why didn't she say to me, Liz and Lucky? She said all fan bases. It could have been cleared up right there. I DM'd her in private. She didn't tell me, Liz and Lucky. I can copy the DM and show you the response she gave me. I said, which fan base were you talking about? Tweet and call a body. Liz and Jason, or Sam and Jason, and she said four fan bases. Scrubs and Dante, and then they have their couples. And then that's why when Nelson did it, it just put me over the edge this week. Because there was
there's no other couple. Who is she talking about? Other than our couple. Who are they talking about?
Oh, you know, what about Liz and Lucky?
Wait,
Carly,
is this the interview where they were, like, saying, like, somebody was the end game for General Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. I did hear that clip. I heard it clip. I did hear the clip early from earlier because I figured out what it was because, Carly, you said something on Twitter about something like that. And to me, and this is just me being an outsider, right now I don't think that's the big issue right now of who, which other couple it was, because there has been a rumor really going out there saying that there's a lot of people who've given up on General Hospital, obviously, because of the whole fan base thing. My thing is that people have to realize it's now down to four soaps. So this bickering between back and forth, which group, which fan base and everything, right now that needs to be put aside, because in a matter of weeks, months, there might not be any fan bases, period. Because
I know,
there's
this discrepancy on what was said, that's all. It's not about the show per se. I mean, we all realize a lot of people have left. So hopefully they'll come back.
Dang, girl!
Right.
Oh, and then
that was a good birth, by the way.
Yeah,
I give it an
8.5. Oh my God! Okay, you know what? Okay, you know what? Hold on, you guys. You know what? Okay, if you want to say something, come on and call in, Allie. Really.
I think my daughter Carly wants to say something to you guys. She's mad.
What's she want to say?
Well.
She is mad tonight.
You know what? The fan base.
Can I just say something? My only problem is I don't think we should get a. I saw on Twitter that we were bashing Blog Talk co-host. That's my only problem. When I know what I heard, I don't want to get accused of bashing.
Amy, thank God you're here. Thank God you're here. You know what? I need you and you call in, so. Talk. Please, talk. Please.
Hi. Thanks, my hot dog.
And how is Amy tonight?
Hi, how are you? I'm hungry.
I'm tired.
Wait for my hot dogs.
Okay. I just had a baby today. I'm tired.
Wow.
Why are you... Okay, I love that.
Wow.
Now I can honestly say... People calling after they have a baby. Now someone is listening to calls from a studio.
Yes. So brand new season night. Yes.
Well, I've been stuck in the hospital for 3 weeks, and they don't show any of the soaps in the hospital where I was at. So I'm like 3 weeks behind.
What?
Yes.
What?
Let me tell you something. They're still where they were 3 weeks ago.
So I've called my husband.
Nothing's changed.
Well, my husband brought up my computer, so I was able to get like bits and pieces of GH.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
nothing.
You didn't
like,
miss much.
No.
You didn't miss much.
No.
But the
So Amy, how are you?
I'm here. I did find out that things are happening really, really fast. So that's why you're going to see.
The show was good this week. The show was good this
week.
Did you think the show was good this week? I did.
No.
But
anyway,
I thought it was good. Way too much.
Way too much about that other couple, yeah.
I thought it was
good. I'm really happy that Robin finally told Patrick the truth.
Yes.
That I seen, and I cried. I'm like, about time.
I did, too.
Hi, Mom. Four to you on the air, too. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
A caller from out of state. I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents. Reluctant Heart is a Jazam fan.
Excuse me, no, she's not actually.
Yes,
I am friends with her.
Yes, she is. She admitted it on her show.
Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God. I'm not fair to this one to say that and cause more trouble.
No,
okay, let's move on.
No, she didn't. She didn't.
Hey, you guys need to do me a favor and catch me up instead of arguing.
I'm
out the blue right now because All I got is, okay, so apparently somebody is apparently being, I guess, two-faced. Could I kind of say that? I guess that's how y'all paint the picture. And people are starting trouble between the two fan bases. Am I getting this right? And everybody's in an uproar.
Yep.
Well, wait a minute. There's no trouble between two fan bases. What's the other fan base? If we're all liaison fan bases, what's the quote-unquote other fan base that we're starting trouble with? Think about that a minute.
Well, I mean, okay, everybody knows on this phone that I'm, like, a total Liz fan, right? I just want everybody to know that. So whoever Liz has been with, I have been a fan of. Okay?
Oh.
Well, you know, it's a thing. She makes magic with everybody. What can I say?
Yep.
She does.
I also have said on the show that I like Sam as an individual character. I've said that. I've gone on record and said that a couple of times. Do I like with her and Jason? Not so much. My whole thing is that, like I've been saying, I've been kind of been very vocal about it, is that everybody shouldn't, how can I say this without getting in trouble? If somebody's a fan of somebody else or whatnot, I don't think it's adult. How can I say this? Carly, help me out, because I was trying to think of this earlier, too. I mean, everybody's getting upset over something that might have been misinterpreted.
Yes.
Thank you.
Somebody might have took it a certain way. Another person might took it another way.
And all they have to do is listen to the clip again. Closely.
Well, what do I go to listen
Marianne,
to the clip, ladies?
Marianne, okay. Not everyone, okay. If you're in a room with like 20 people, 20 people are not going to have the same memory as everyone.
But
I mean,
I remember it correctly. Now, Candy, let me say something. I'm sorry to cut you off, Shiloh.
No, that's
this
okay.
This is not about, you can like, I'm not saying you can't like, this is not about her being a Jay Sam fan.
Right.
This is about when you come on someone's show, now Carly is her friend. Now, she's been making statements about, okay, we shouldn't tweet Ron Calabardi and all this, such and so forth. Why are you doing that and your fan base is doing the exact same thing? Why is our fan base, the liaison fans, getting banned for everything?
Everything. Everything. They complain because they can. And, you know, I just don't think it's fair. If you're a fan of someone, you should be able to do whatever you want to, talk about that fan base or whatever. And what we want to do is we want to get the word out to Cartini what we want and who we want. And it's our right to do so. And if someone says,
I mean,
who the hell are they?
Go ahead.
According to that radio show, let's put aside for a minute who they were talking about, which fan base they were saying, oh, go ahead, tweet Calabardi. She doesn't like couples. Go back and listen to that, too, because that was said, too. She does not cater to couples. Well, what's a soap opera? Soap operas are made of couples, okay?
if he is not about couples, I'm just going to say this. If he is not about couples, then how come in his article, one of his first statements or paragraphs, I should say, was about two fan bases.
Yeah,
of course.
Or about the Jason and Elizabeth fans.
He's very aware
and
of
Sam.
It.
Yeah, he's aware of it. He's very aware of it. And we're making sure he stays aware of it. That's all we're doing.
Let me ask you this question. In the article, did it exactly say Jason and Sam and Elizabeth?
Oh, you guys, we have another call.
Absolutely. It talks about the popularity of both couples. Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys, we have another call. 206-0.
Hi, everyone. It's Chrissy from Our Heart Radio. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi. Hey, okay, you guys, listen. I just want to set the record straight, okay? I did not mean blazing, okay? We were in the middle of a discussion about different couples that are, you know, dead in the water. Yes, they are. I mean, I was talking about Liz and Lucky. I mean, as far as I understand it, after talking with Carly, I mean, you know, I'm friends with her. You know, I know that there are things happening behind the scenes. And, you know, so there's that. The other thing is that I'm not a, quote, J-Zam fan. I don't want to be a part of the fan bases. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I've been advocating for months now, you know, trying not to, you know, get these fan wars to stop so we can focus on saving this show. That's really where my heart is. And I'm sorry and I apologize if you guys took it the wrong way or, you know, whatever. But I never did mean Lazen. The reason that I, even this past week, I mean, I referenced Lazen when I was talking about what Silas had said on his show. And I said, clearly, I'm not talking about just Lazen. I'm talking about all fan bases. And when I say that I'm talking about, you know, stop tweeting Ron and blah, blah, you guys can do that. That's fine. I'm just saying we need to worry about how we're going about and the tactics that we're using. And, I mean, like, you know, Silas did that on his show as well. I mean, because, you know, as you know, I mean, I'm not saying you guys, but there is a small group of people that are you know, Lazen Jazam or whoever the fan bases are that are misrepresenting us as a whole. And so I apologize if you guys took it the wrong way, but, you know, my whole thing is I just really want these fan wars to stop, and everybody is sensitive now, I understand. Everybody is, you know, I mean, everything is so up in the air with General Hospital. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, stay neutral, and, you know, I just really want to support the soap genre as a whole. I mean, my goal is to save the soap genre, keep General Hospital on the air so that we can all have our fun trying to ship, you know, couples. And, you know, I apologize if you guys, you know, I didn't mean to upset anybody or cause this crazy frenzy that has happened. And I was very upset. Poor Carly was in tears this afternoon. I felt horrible that, you know, she got all this backlash for something that wasn't even meant, you know, wasn't meant to be what you guys thought, you know. And I just wanted to call and clear things up.
That backlash wasn't just about you.
What?
I got drugged into it, too, because of statements that were made about General Kenny, and none of that should have happened. None of it.
What was that? No, I don't know anything about that. There was backlash.
I know you don't know anything about that because I'm sure you weren't on Twitter. But I was, and all of a sudden people are sending me stuff. People started defending General Kenny because of something that Carly had said. And General Kenny has nothing to do with what you said. So I don't.
Well, right. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. See, I don't understand where, you know, everybody just needs to please take a step back, you know, and I don't understand why these people are attacking everybody. I guess I just don't get it. There's no reason for it.
I
couldn't hear you. What did you say?
I said I haven't attacked anyone, but I've got people sending me tweets about, don't attack this blog. So I'm like, I'm not attacking. She said something, and we were just saying, why did she say that?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, the bottom line is just that, you know, I mean, everybody, I think, after what Nelly said on Silas's show, you know, which I was upset about, you know, and I talked to Carly about it, and, you know, and I think that it wasn't his intention per se to, like, you know, but he used the group as an example, but he shouldn't have. He should have just said all fan bases, which
he
is
apologized
true. I mean,
for it.
Yeah, which I thought that was nice of him to do that, you know, so that, you know,
well,
I feel like.
Well, he should, because he knows that, you know, it plays both ways. You have to be very aware in his business when there's a huge division in a soap that's the only one left, and we're tired of people not watching. The ratings are in the toilet, have been for years, and everybody keeps saying everything's wonderful. And I'm So it's constantly going. There's comments all the time. That's the reason I kind of stepped away from Twitter. I don't hardly ever get on anymore.
I know. I miss seeing you.
Well, I know. Poor Carly. She was, like, getting berated this afternoon on Twitter, and you know, and I was just like,
well,
oh, my God.
It
you know.
Really wasn't berated.
I felt.
Let me say something about that. She interjected in a conversation between two other people. Let me just state that fact.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, ladies, I want to say good night. Maybe Carly is still in a hissy fit. She doesn't want her dad, so I'm going to have to get off of here so I can take care of her.
Okay, well, gosh, congratulations, by the way. Congratulations.
Bye.
Thank you. You guys.
Bye.
Take care.
You guys, too. Good night.
Bye.
Can I just ask you a question, Chrissy? When I DM'd you last week and I asked you which fan base were you talking about, you didn't say to me LL2. You said all fan
no,
bases.
No, I said all fan bases because I'm trying to stay out
what,
of the
I
because I knew if
base.
I'd have said that but listen, I knew if I'd have said that, it would have started a whole other war thing. And I don't wanna start
okay,
anything
one at
fan bases. So that's why I said that. That's why I said, you know, because it is and I do believe that it's all fan bases. It's not just one.
Yeah.
It's all the
well,
fan bases.
Can I just say something?
Go ahead.
When you know all liaison fans or any fan base that are tweeting whoever, it is their right to do so, right? But at the same time, we're also fighting for the show,
right?
Because we're not just fighting for Jason and Elizabeth. We're
exactly
fighting for better stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I understand that. I understand that. And I'm saying I don't
and
have a problem
with that.
And
we can.
The main issue was that there were certain. I don't know who it was. I don't know like the names of the people. But there were certain individuals that were tweeting him like every hour. The same thing, you know. It's kind of like you know, you tweet them once
that,
a day.
That's
what you're,
why
you know,
we.
And I don't know who it was. But that's what Silas was saying on his show.
Let me tell you something. Ron Colabotti is not sitting there looking at his timeline because if he is, that means General Hospital's going in a week. I think he's a little more busy than to look at his timeline all day.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
But at the same time, there is someone reading his mail or tweets or messages or whatever.
Yeah.
And it is one thing,
Amy. You know what this whole thing about tweeting Colabotti is one it's called locking your profile. So if he had a problem with anything that was being sent, the amount
absolutely. And we're all fighting for the show, but we can also fight for the couples that we want at the
same time.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying that you know, we get our voices get drowned out because when you guys are arguing on Twitter back and forth between the fan bases, and then you try and do something positive to keep General Hospital, you know, your voice gets drowned out because of all the negativity or the back and forth. And so what I'm saying to you is, you have to, you know, pick and choose what it is that you're saying so that your voice is heard. You know, that's what it's all about.
Our Twitter wars will have nothing to do with whether that show succeeds or fails. It's going to be their ratings and the network. We can argue with the other fan base till the cows come home. That has little to no effect on the success or failure of General Hospital. Because as you know, they've only given the time slot away months ago.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm going to call and campaign and do everything that I can in my power to make sure to protect DH's future and those people's jobs. But if I get attacked on Twitter like I was today, I'm putting people on notice. I'm going to go to hell off. And I'm not going to
lie. I'm going to say something real quick about that Twitter war. My whole thing is that it goes back to high school. It goes back.
It does.
If somebody shows the lack of maturity or whoever tweeters whoever, and then it causes a lot of chaos. I mentioned earlier that it's just going back and forth, causing so much chaos within the fan base. You know, everybody is sticking together. Everybody attacked Carly. Everybody attacked such and such. And it's like all these people, like we just had the caller on the phone. saying, oh, right, well, guess what? I feel like it was high school. For, if you want to treat that person if you want to treat that person back, that's so immature.
Let me say
you guys,
something real quick.
You guys, you guys, wait for a moment. There's another call. 5-4, 5-4, 5-4, my favorite little person.
I'm so glad I stay off Twitter.
Well, you know what?
Well, you know what?
Why?
You know what? I didn't join Twitter for whatever. I changed
I was saying you're my favorite person because you have missed the last couple of weeks of this fun show. And you're lucky. Sorry, this needed to say
but
that.
I thought I was your favorite person.
Okay. Well, okay, everyone is on the phone. Even August is.
I just want to say something to clarify.
Okay.
I'm old. Well, I'm older than most of you. And I was
Shiloh, Kathy.
Kathy,
I thought you were 21.
There's a few exceptions, but anybody who was in the workplace knows the problem that occurred once computers became everyday things for communication. Inflection, anything. Now, when something's recorded and someone listens to it or someone hears someone say something, everybody will take away something. Not always the exact same thing. Now, it's a mute point, and as far as these wars, I've kind of given up on the whole thing. I know who I like. I let people know who I
like. Exactly. I don't get involved in the fan base wars. I say what I want, and I fight for what I want. And if you agree with me, that's fine. If you disagree with me, that's fine too.
But I'm saying the communication with Twitter, Facebook, emails, blog talks can all get to the point where we don't all hear the same things, or we may. I mean, I'm sure you've all have been in discussions with a friend or something.
Sure.
Said, well, no,
but
I also do believe
that, you know, these call rallies or whatever that people have, or you know, we text the hell out of Cartini or whatever.
That's
We take an hour out of our day and we just blast them with phone calls for what we want. I don't see any problem with that. You know what I mean? We're fighting for what we want to see on our television.
What I'm seeing a lot of times is he's getting the same, like, I logged on yesterday, just real quick, and here's this woman in my timeline who has blogged Carla Body 5 times saying the basic same thing.
Same thing,
I see it too. I mix and match.
You know, I say,
it's
helping
us with keep tweeting him because the way I took from that interview, he doesn't want to see it. He knows the fan basis. He doesn't want to see it anymore.
This is, you guys, can I just say something? You know, I got from somebody, an admin, from one of the boards that's very credible. Okay, the reason that I had brought that up on the show is because we heard that they, you know, that Ron and Frank, neither of them, they don't like dealing with couple ships at all whatsoever. Okay, and so that's why I said when people call for their couples or you know, do it once and then do one separate for the actors. Separately. So, like, you know, I love Steve Burton, blah, blah, blah. I love Becky, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe do one. But that's the reason that I was saying that. It was like, you know, I mean, I got that from somebody that actually works at GH. So that works.
I think a lot of the producers and directors and stuff and the writers are not into ships because if they're into ships, so per se, it takes away from the creativity of the show. And what they're trying to do. So,
all I have to say is one word, Franz. He wanted what he wanted, and he pushed for it.
I'm talking about just in general. Because
the only reason I disagree with
Hospital
that is because
the only one that has ship wars going on. There's a whole bunch of shows that have ship
oh,
wars.
Oh, yeah. It's common.
The only reason I would say that about Kyle Avati not wanting couples, how do you explain Quarantina, Clinton Dickey, Natalie and John? He loves couples.
Well, I think that. What I mean is that you know, he doesn't want to get bombarded and all about these couples. You know, I mean,
I took that interview from them.
It's about the story for them.
Well, the idea,
I don't think he wants to hear it.
Oh, you guys, well, fine.
Listen.
You know what? You guys, if I, you know what, this is funny. Here tonight, I thought, oh, I'm going to get 3 or 4 calls because of this, and it's going to be one of the most boring things of my life because of this. I'm on my 11th call, so I'm not saying that this was a good thing because I was crying for 2 hours.
No,
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi.
Hello.
Honey, what are you doing?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm sitting here listening to all of this debate about, well, first of all, I don't even know what transpired earlier. I really don't care what transpired earlier. What I am having a problem with is the fact that when a campaign is ongoing to let a new regime know how they can make a show better, and it gets picked upon, torn apart, and ridiculed because it is a bona fide, reasonable campaign. Now,
absolutely.
Christy mentioned, and let me finish what I want to say, and then you can bombard me with questions, comments, whatever. I can take it. I'm a big girl. First of all, I don't give a damn, and I don't care for anybody to tell me what I should and should not say. Because first of all, that's my freedom of speech right, and I'm going to definitely exercise it. If I want to tweet Ron Carlovati 12,000 times a day, that is my right. Because I am letting this man know, as a 44-year viewer of General Hospital, my discontent with the show within the last 4 years. And I can go back as longer than that, but I'm focusing on the last 4 years because the show has been put up on this thing and this agenda for just one basic thing. Every character on that show is so unrecognizable because we have been shoved with an agenda for the last 4 years. And what has it done for GH? It has done nothing for GH but lower the ratings, create these unfathomable, unsavory wars within our own fan base. I'm sick of it. Now, the reason why you are seeing tweets that are going to run, so many tweets, because we are trying to fix the show of General Hospital as an overall. And the fact of the matter is that we are focusing on one, Jason Morgan. We're doing that for a reason, because we all know Steve Burton has put his heart and soul for 21 years to this show. His character has been decimated for the last 4 years for an agenda that Franz put in place. And can anyone on this doggone show tell me that it hasn't? The character of Jason Ruin has been totally ruined because he's lost his integrity, he's lost his character, he's lost what we
not just him.
If you are a true GH fan as well as a Jason Morgan fan, you know that the Jason that you are seeing on TV now is not the Jason Morgan.
Absolutely.
That we are all
absolutely.
I don't mean to interrupt you guys,
but I want to bring on Christy from Liaison Radio is here. Yay. And 613. You guys are both on air.
Hi, Christy.
Do you want me to continue or not? Do you want me to continue or not what I was saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, everybody.
The point that I am trying to make and for everyone to get to see is the fact of the matter is you have an actor whose character and portrayal has been sacrificed and torn apart. This man is important to the overall canvas on this show because if Jason Morgan remains to be an unrecognizable character, well, then you might as well have signed DH's cancellation papers right now because the longer that Jason Morgan is ruined because of an agenda that this new regime could possibly keep in place, you lose more and more viewers. You won't get those viewers that left already back. And I want to see General Hospital, if this is his last year on network television, I want to see General Hospital at least be written with some type of integrity, some type of dignity, and to the glory that it is deserving. And right
Absolutely.
Now, if the character of Jason Morgan is not fit, and yes, I am saying in that horrendous pairing, because by no means am I a Jason fan, and I never claim to be. I can watch the character of Sam. I have made no bones about it, but the fact of the matter is, in a pairing with Jason and Sam, it makes them both look idiots.
Yep.
They are total idiots because it diminishes the fact of her supposedly being a strong woman, and we already know what happens to Jason. When was the last time this character was a true enforcer? When was the last time I've never known Jason to willingly pull out a gun in a public place and
right.
just full on want to start shooting?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are the morals
right.
that this
right.
character used to have?
Right.
When
yep.
here you have a character
yep.
that owned a damn bike shop. When,
exactly.
How can Jason Morgan not fix the
or be with someone who wanted his son dead?
Exactly.
I mean, come
that's
on, any
mind.
Child dead, but she wanted
it,
him dead.
The thing about it is that Jason and Sam need to end in order to make these characters or have these characters written true to form. Now,
yep.
when I say written true to form, we already know that Jason needs a total overhaul, revamping. For the character of Sam, if you want to whitewash this character, do it the right way. Don't make her a paragon of virtue because Lord
right.
knows, we all know that she isn't.
Right.
However, the character can be written redeemable, but you cannot destroy other characters under this bus to support this. If you look at every character on this show, they have propped this couple. And what has this agenda couple done for the show as an overall?
Nothing.
Exactly.
It's brought it down, in my opinion.
This couple cannot get above 1.7 rating.
Right.
Last mm-hmm. week, they managed to get a 1.5 rating, and they took over most of the show. And Lord knows what it's going to be this week. How long can GDH go on with 1.5
yep.
and 1.6 and 1.7 ratings and continue to even be a contender against other shows?
I know.
And right now, ABC Daytime has nothing to show for. And I guarantee you that majority of the audience that even turn on their TV, they just turn on their TV in order to support the soap genre, but I guarantee you they can't tell you anything that is worth
right.
watching on the show right now.
They have
nothing.
Have it all
on
it.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I think we can pretty much agree with everything you're saying.
I agree with what you're saying,
Cassandra. That isn't my point. I'm just saying that this is not what the whole entire thing is about. I mean, I'm trying to say that we need to focus on saving the entire genre, not just maybe one or... You know what I'm saying? I mean,
You missed my whole point.
You missed my whole point. All I said was the fabric, the core of General Hospital needs to be fixed. And we all know that that character is Jason Morgan, and you know it as well.
Nobody recognizes Sonny either. And even Steve said at his event that, you know, that both of them, they don't recognize their characters, and I agree with doing all that. I do.
Liz and Sam are the exact same things. They are totally made up to what the previous regime wanted.
You have all this talent in place at the same spot. You have all this. You have this.
Excuse me, you guys love Steve. Love Steve, you're on mail too.
And this telecast is not being utilized to the maximum that it should be utilized.
Oh, I totally agree. Uh-uh. I mean,
and
that,
they're not happy.
You're talking about, if you are talking about saving the genre, well, the buck stops at the front door of Ron Colabotti and Frank Valentini.
Yep.
If you don't repair this show using the characters and the actors that you have right now, bringing on other characters is not going to help. It will not be the show. And if you fix General Hospital, if you make it back watchable, that is one step in saving the genre. That is one step in showing viewers that folks do matter.
I agree with what you're saying, Cassandra. I just think that my message, I guess, is that we all have to, you know, choose quality over quantity. Quality of what you're doing. You guys are doing a great job.
Christy, I will say something right now. When I started the show, why I started the show Daytime After Dark Show is because they took my favorite couple and fucked it up to no returns 3 years ago. No. And for you can say, oh, that couple doesn't matter. Yes, it does. They took away my couple that, you know, I love more than any other couple ever. And I've been watching soap for about 25 years. Okay,
yeah.
They took my couple and fucked it up to the point where they did not have to. It was because of Brian Fond and his dick. So you can just sit there and say, yeah, well, we need to save the show. But Maidlon has been my top priority since 2009 when this whole thing happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what people need to realize is you fix Jason Morgan, we'll get Jason and Elizabeth. I guarantee it.
No, I have something to say on that. Okay. I agree with Cassandra. Frank and Ron did a great job at One Life to Live. And I know when people saw the change from One Life to Live, because One Life to Live back in the heyday, it was good, and then it just sucked.
Yep.
And then it became one of the most watched soaps because of Frank and Ron. I give them nothing but credit and props. When they when General Hospital fans and when the soap community found out that Frank and Ron was going over to General Hospital, the number one thing everybody started doing, and nobody on this phone can say they was thinking about doing it, was propping the fan base couple of Jason and Sam and Elizabeth and Jason. Okay. I said on the show, and Cassandra said it too, the first priority of that show is to peel back and start from scratch. Bring us family first. Don't bring strangers that is related to this newbie person who just came on 6 months ago, Sean and Tommy. I want to see the Weathers. Yeah, I want to see the Hardys. I want to see the Cassidy's. I want to see the Spencers.
Thank you.
Because to me, they destroyed Luke Spencer and Laura. When they
Thank
got
you.
Their divorce back in 2002, was it 2002?
Yeah, because it was 2002.
I'm thinking, what the hell? When the whole Good Friday shootout happened.
Yes.
You know, there's been certain events that I still rack my brain and say, what happened to the show? Now, I'll be 30 in a couple of weeks. I remember watching General Hospital when Casey the Alien was on the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember that was a bad storyline, by the way.
Well, to me, it was like the best because I was a kid and I was like, oh,
yeah.
An alien, you know, and so.
E.T. was popular.
Right. I remember growing up and watching these people that I felt like was family. I've been watching soap opera, so I can, you know, say that I felt at ease, you know, knowing that the Scorpios were a tight-knit family. The Cassidy's always caused trouble, and then you had crazy Thanksgivings at the quarterbacks. To me, watching General Hospital now is like turn on the TV, walk away for an hour, come back, and be like, oh, it's over and done with.
Yeah.
Yep.
I totally agree. The holidays sucks. I mean, you know, I had been looking at all the old Christmas, you know, shows when they were all at the hospital. Remember, they used to have the big Christmas party, bring the kids in.
Yeah.
Everybody was around. They didn't do any of that anymore.
Yeah,
and it's just like totally unrecognizable. And yeah, it's so frustrating.
It's sad because in the show community, General Hospital. It's funny that I'm, you know, you got the last four soaps. General Hospital was back in their glory in the 80s.
Yep.
I mean, I hear the stories how General Hospital was on TV Guide, you know, the cover of TV Guide and Newsweek and all that stuff, and how Gloria Monty, like, changed the show and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought when
we have another caller. I believe this is Red Ruby. Hi, Red Ruby.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
I was getting so pissy on, I had to call in.
Well, you know, and by the way, you guys, if I had a glass of wine here, which I don't, it would have been really nice. They would value me for the soul.
You should go get
one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, go get a glass.
Too bad you're not closer to me, Carly. I could bring you one.
See,
I mean, like, in the smoke community, it feels like now you look at the shows that the last remaining ones on the show. Young and Restless has never, and I'm going to say this, never really gotten away from true characters from, like, how they're written. You know,
character-based
has never become a monster. Yeah. On Days of Our Lives. Need I say more? For those who watch that on Days of Our Lives, would I say more?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I said this on Silas's show last night. And I'm going to say it here. The thing about, or should I say, the beauty of All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital, the three major ABC soaps that had their own place in the daytime market, the wonderful thing that I loved about each one of these shows, and don't get me wrong, I watch all three of the shows, but General Hospital has always been my love. And my loyalty will go always with
mine too. Mine too, Cassandra.
But the fact of the matter is, each one of these shows had their own niche. That's what made them successful.
Mm-hmm.
For All My Children, you had your show that would give you socially conscious stories that would make you think about certain things that happen in today's society.
Yeah.
One Life to Live was about family. You had core families like the Lords, the Kramers, the Buchanans. If there was ever a crisis, you would always see these families come together. And that carried on to the end of One Life to Live's reign on ABC. Then you come to General Hospital. General Hospital has always, always been the one that kind of like tests censorship, or they will step outside of the box to do something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they maintain their core being, which is they will always give you drama, mystery, intrigue, family, love, and romance. You got a mixture of everything on General Hospital. So that is why each one of these shows had their own individuality, and you can't duplicate that and bring it and dump it in another show, taking away from the core of what has kept this show on air for almost 50 years.
Right.
Now, I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've never shied away from anything that I want to say. I was never, ever a Luke and Laura fan. Yeah, I watched it, but they didn't move me like the Scorpios moved me or the Hardy Webbers
moved totally
me.
I totally agree.
Or the Corbin
I totally agree.
Me. And right now, I'm hearing all of these people are returning. And quite frankly, the only people that I foresee or that really, really, really need to return is the Scorpios. And that is because of the Robin storyline. I don't need to see Sean and Tiffany. I don't need to see
I would love to see
Sean and Tiffany.
Can I finish?
I love Sean and Tiffany.
Yeah, but we can have everybody come back.
Can I finish what I'm saying? The reason being is because, number one, these characters don't fit what is going on now. They don't fit. And quite frankly, Emma Sams doesn't fit unless she's coming to usher off Ethan, which, in my opinion, Ethan should have never, ever been a Spencer. He should have been a Scorpio.
Oh,
my
God.
Because
actually, you know what? A lot of people think that.
He was supposed to
in
be a
In my opinion, to me, he was ruined being a Spencer, thereby keeping that fantasy of Luke and Laura intact for all of those Luke and Laura fans.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you that when they brought Ethan in the mix, you kind of like tore down the whole Luke and Laura aura
that
everybody went crazy over. And that never shouldn't have happened. And I can say this as not a Spencer fan because I can't stand not one of them. The only one that I can tolerate is really Luke. And that's in small doses. But the fact of the matter is, you're bringing all of these alumni back when really you should focus on the characters that are already in play and changing up the storylines that need to be fixed. Because
absolutely.
I am tired of seeing weak women on this show. I have
a
cleavage. I'm damn tired of seeing a weeping Elizabeth. I can't stand it anymore.
I'm tired of seeing
a Todd Jason running around. I'm damn tired of seeing Sam burning a hole in Jason's couch. I'm damn tired of seeing every character that I like on this show be so written out of character that it just makes me sick to watch them.
Yeah.
Matt.
It's like the worst kind of sex you ever had. Right?
All of these characters, this whole canvas has been written out of character to prop one and only one storyline that has done nothing for the show.
Absolutely. Everybody does. And when they're not on, they're still talked about. They're still
all these other
disgusting.
Characters. You have the hospital. And in my opinion, that toxic ball should have been the focal point of focusing totally on the hospital. But it was all mucked up the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, everybody is saying in order to fix General Hospital, you need a Bobby Ewing moment. I will agree to that to a certain degree. My feeling is you should go back to the toxic ball and fix it from that point forward.
Because
it is pivotal right there that you go back and fix it because you're showing that it involves the hospital, which is the core of the show, is the hospital. It's not the mob. It's not, and quite frankly, it goes hand in hand with corporate espionage, which we rarely see. The only time we see ELQ is when, we want to see Michael, which I can't stand that character.
Yeah,
me
either.
Or you see pop in every now and then.
Right.
But neck and neck.
But that's the thing.
The hospital.
Exactly.
Right then and there, and you start from that point.
Exactly.
Because all those characters, that's where the character ruination began for everyone on campus.
Yep.
Why couldn't you have Epiphany be a pivotal role
when
and it all became about Jason and Sam saving the day? What about
Epiphany is like the least used character and the most wasted character because she is so wonderful. The minute that Sonya Eddy gets on the screen, I'm like, I mean, she steals the scene no matter what she's in. And why couldn't they build her a family around her? I mean, why did they bring Sean in who is not connected to anybody? Why couldn't they bring
Wait a fucking moment. Being Fanon was excellent. You know, I have kept my composure almost this whole show, but Fan is a deal breaker for me. I'm sorry, but I love Fan. I love Fan and Colby.
She's not saying she doesn't love Sean. She's just saying why. Carly, oh my God.
Carly,
she's saying why couldn't they make him related to Epiphany?
Thank you. Thank you.
Carly, I love you.
Carly,
you're
waiting
to
talk.
Carly.
I mean, I've been good. You guys know, I've been good for
about almost a second.
But
I mean,
I would think it would have made more
sense.
That's what I mean, you know? Because, I mean, they need to use Sonya Eddy way more. I mean, it's just so sad to see her just, you know, in the background. And she's so hilarious. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they will. Who knows? I mean, we never know.
And you know what they need to do? And I say this every single phone call, but they need to bring back Jake. They need to bring back that. Even if they don't give us Jason and Elizabeth as a couple, they need to bring back that little boy. Because that was just...
And I have to say, they need to bring Elizabeth's mom. Because I'm getting sick and tired of her not having her mom.
I would love to see Lily.
Her mom should have been there from day one when she was raised.
Yeah.
Two, when she fell in love. Three, when she lost the love of her life, whoever that may have been, when she lost her child, had her child, and stuff like that. I've been saying that for the last couple of years since Becky's been on the show.
And
this is just me. I think, like we've all said, they need to start from square one and bring these families. I want them, if anything, to bring Elizabeth's parents to Port Charles so that way we can have the Webbers to be,
focused. And you know what? Jake's accident would have been a perfect time. Or when Elizabeth got hurt or whatever, would have been a perfect time to bring them.
Where is her dad or her mom,
you know?
Do we know where they are, though?
Wait, you guys, one will be called in. See how they got to talk. Lynn still wants to hear.
I've been waiting. The thing I want to say, and I totally agree with everything Cass is saying about storylines and stuff, and it's all stuff that we've all thought of before. The thing that I really want to say is that there's this huge misconception that couples don't matter, which is bullshit.
Right.
I run a site. Couples matter. They're what has fueled the sites and fueled the interest in the show for, like, the last 10 years. I mean, Luke and Laura is the reason why General Hospital blew up and everyone loved it. And to say
Luke,
that the couples don't matter
Scotty,
is...
Right?
What's that?
Luke, Laura, Scotty, and Helena, basically.
Right. So to say
even
that couples
be-
don't matter
is... On,
even before that.
It's just
by the way, what did you guys think about Helena showing up with the knife with Cassandra this afternoon?
Is this
as long as she kills her, I'll be happy.
Is
this for tonight?
I have
no
idea.
I don't know anything about Cassandra, and she's going to die before we even...
I know. Well, she was great because
you guys,
I think she's going to...
Cassandra?
Anyway, sorry.
Did Cassandra say goodbye?
I don't like her.
I don't know.
Oh, because she hung up on us. Yeah.
She had to hang up.
Oh,
well,
okay.
That was Love You, Steve. So.
I think because everybody was talking over each other.
Well,
no,
and let Ruby talk. She still hasn't gotten to say anything.
I understood where Cassandra was. I understand where Cassandra is coming from.
She's totally right about the storylines and everything. But the issue that I wanted to talk about, just to go back for a second, about the whole tweeting Calavarti thing, is that we should be able to tweet him as many times as we freaking want. It's nobody's damn business what you do on your Twitter, and I'm getting sick and tired of going to shows and listening to 2 hours of lecture about what I do when clearly I'm the one, I mean, we're the ones that are supporting the genre. We're the ones going to the shows. We're the ones caring about it on Twitter.
Yep.
We're not the same people that are threatening Raven, or we're not the same people who are...
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So it gets really annoying to hear people lecturing constantly.
You guys run out of time.
Yeah.
Please.
Absolutely.
I would just say, I mean, all I'm saying...
If he wanted his own... like, if he had a problem with the Twitter, he could easily block. He could say flat out on his Twitter, I don't want these tweets. But he's made his Twitter public because it's for General Hospital. So he expects, he has to expect, or he's an idiot, that he's going to get tweets about GH. And who knows
exactly what he walked into, trust me.
And I guarantee you all fan bases are doing it to him, not just
us. Right, and to say that he doesn't want people to tweet him is bullshit, too, because he's going to love it, because it's what brings people to the show. Of course he wants the fan wars, because the fan wars is what fuels the show.
Exactly.
Yep.
And like I said, in one of his first articles, just before the new year, in one of his first articles, the first thing he talked about was Jason and Elizabeth and Jason and Sam, about their popularity.
Yep.
And this
but
and that. And then they had that little picture of them on the soap mag.
Yep.
And everything else. So, I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing.
Every fan on the show either loves a character, but they also have their favorite couple. There's not a fan base that's just out there like, I love General Hospital and I don't care what they do. You're always going to have a problem with if you don't get your favorite couple. And you have every right to defend and fight for your couple as much as you want. And no one has a right to freaking tell you not to.
You know what? Yeah, I want to say this, you know. Come on, you know what? He made himself out there. He got his own Twitter account. He did it. You know,
if he didn't want it, he could make it private and have it just for his friends.
Yeah.
He has it public so he can
you
get
know,
as many tweets as he wants. And
yeah,
I think it's hilarious that the people who have a problem with the liaison fans Twittering are the same people who then start up other fan bases. Wars and say, oh, we'll tweet Calavarti. So it's not okay for liaison fans to do it. We're evil. We're going to get called out for it.
No,
but
you're not.
Fans,
I'm just saying.
Whenever
anything involves Jason and Elizabeth, they go nuts about. So.
Right. We always take the blame for whatever's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, here's the thing.
You know
what
I'm sure? I'm sure if there was like a earthquake in California, the liaison fans would probably be blamed for that too. This same week.
Oh, yeah.
We get blamed for everything. I'm fucking
we
sick
do.
Of it. My
Carly. I'm,
yes.
But there's fans, that, you know, everybody has a fan base, and there's two sides to fan bases.
Yep.
Everybody on this phone is mellow liaison fans, correct?
Yeah.
Nobody would go stalking anybody. Nobody would go stalking anybody.
Okay, I was just talking for like a moment.
Okay,
that's different, Carly. That's a different thing.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
You're gonna propose marriage. That doesn't count.
Yeah, there's some fans who will support the goodness of their couple.
And then someone in their right mind would call and threaten an affiliate and say, I'm a liaison fan, if they really were. They wouldn't. And we've known for years that JSAM and other fan bases, not just JSAM, have called and used liaison as a vehicle to say, oh, well, this is what a liaison fan said. And
absolutely.
They threatened emo, and they did
bad.
This.
Absolutely.
And wait,
and they
said
that
can be a liaison fan.
Exactly.
But at the same time, there is some liaison fans who have taken it to a whole new level.
I believe that there are people that are diligently sending in postcards and calling and coming
but
to the show and supporting the show.
And then there's the JSAM fans. Now, if y'all remember, when I went to an event, the JSAM fans were just like, wow, really? There's some people that would be like, yeah, I'm a JSAM fan. Okay, I send in a postcard. And
when
then
they threaten the life of a woman that's a fan of Lacen, her children, and her husband, I think there's seriously something wrong
well,
with that
then,
person.
Yeah.
I agree with
that.
Did
you guys hear about this
situation?
Did you hear about the liaison fan? And, yes, it was put on General Hospital Happenings. The liaison fan went to a girl's house because they said they was a Jason and Sam fan and literally ate her house and broke her window.
Did they prove
that's
that? I mean, I'm suspect.
That's friggin' nuts.
I can go on the wall and say that a JSAM fan blew up my house. It doesn't make it true.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm
true.
Suspect
that's true.
Of the stories, unless there's proof.
Right.
Yeah, but the actual person who got threatened.
You're gonna get that no matter what, though. I mean, there's people out there that are gonna pretend to whatever. And call
like,
and say they're Jason and Elizabeth fans, but they'll say something derogatory or whatever.
Right.
And,
if I was
going
to call,
you know
I mean,
what
if
mean?
You were going
to
call, you wouldn't
say
actually say your fan
to.
Base if you were going to do threatening things. Because, you know, you're not going to throw Silas's name around if you're going to do threatening things and you actually like Silas.
Exactly.
You are not going to do that.
Exactly.
It's
right.
The people that are against Silas and who really don't care about this movement and just want to
you know
cause
what?
Trouble.
Let Carly.
That are causing
I don't
majority
know, you guys.
Problems.
You guys, I'm glad you mentioned that because there were a few really weird tweets about Silas going on about an hour ago. Did anyone catch that?
No.
I saw a couple of crazy, like, there was one person, I think it was like Silas Lick My Somethings,
no.
And then there was another, like, hate jizz
I
person
did
who was just
I
going off
that.
About Silas. I think they're the same person who maybe was going off. Raven, which I thought found totally uncalled for on her site, where they were just dogging down her and her illness
I know.
And all kinds of stuff, like personal attacks. And there are crazies in every bunch, no doubt.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't think that, like, every week when I go to a radio show and I get an hour-long lecture about it, I have to wonder why they don't assume, I mean, why they assume that that person is the same people that are working towards this goal. Like, if you didn't care enough about it and you just wanted to cause trouble, you would not be going to radio shows. You would not be sending postcards.
Absolutely.
You would not
right.
Be
absolutely.
Doing things
like,
in support
like me,
of
I don't understand why, like, I don't care. I'm not going to go to a fan base. Website or forum or whatever, if I don't like them, I'm certainly
right.
not going to tweet the actress or actor or...
Well, you're certainly
or,
not going to call
them
and say, hey, I'm a liaison
yeah.
fan, let me blow up your house. You're not going to do
yeah.
that.
Duh.
Really? For us to get blamed for it just because someone called and... I mean, I could call and easily say I was a JSAM fan. Do you understand what I mean? Like, to automatically assume that means we're all crazy stalkers is just crazy
know.
To me.
I know.
Excuse me, you guys. Hold on 1 second. Carly, Chrissy wants me to call into her show, so I'm going to get off and call into her show, and I just wanted to let you know.
Oh,
yes,
I'm going to head over, too.
I have
okay,
to go,
thank
too,
you,
Carly.
Guys. I hope that you guys understood what happened, and, you know, I mean, I love you guys, you know that, so I hope. No.
Okay, I'm away. Aim second
yes,
phone.
Chrissy?
What?
Say that again.
Phone before you go to bed.
Chrissy,
okay.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I got to go to work. And
Chrissy?
Yes?
I got to go watch
this
Sam and Dean first.
I listened to your show one night, and I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, honey.
I have to go watch Sam and Dean.
Very good.
So, yeah, I just didn't mean to, like, anyway, I hope I cleared it all up for everybody. And
you did.
You
did great. Everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And Carly, I'll talk to you probably later, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And don't forget, I don't know if you're on the West Coast or not, but Sam and Dean are coming on in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I'll talk to you guys
later.
Night,
guys.
Night.
Bye. Night. See you back next
Bye.
Friday. Bye.
Bye. Who's left? Just me and you, Carly?
Yeah.
I'm here,
this...
but I couldn't get a word in edgewise. So.
Right? It's a little hard.
Yeah. Are you going to be around this weekend?
Yeah, right. I will be.
Okay, we need to cuss up.
Yeah, Carly, you need to call me.
Yeah, we really need to talk.
Right? I know.
Okay.
I'm around, believe me. Did everybody else go to Chrissy's show?
Audrey's here. Oh, you guys, hold on. I'll call you on mail. Oh, it's that one. Weird. Okay, so, yeah, who's all going to radio tonight?
I'll probably go when I'm done here, maybe.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm going to head. So,
you going
yeah.
over there, Carly?
Yeah, so.
All right, well, let's go over there then.
Yeah, okay. See, everyone got her email, right, about Bessie's on Talk Show, right? Everyone
I'm not sure
knows.
Emily.
Well,
who?
Yeah. If you go to her Zazon radio page, it's right there. It should tell you.
All right, cool.
Okay, night, guys.
Bye.
Night.
Bye.